For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Maya Mukherjee. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover an opinion on marriage and womanhood in the Ivy League, flood warnings in New Jersey, President Biden's new offshore wind energy project, and the deaths of World Central Kitchen team members in Gaza. It's Wednesday, April 3rd. There's a widespread rumor that 75% of Princeton alumni marry each other. But while this legend is amusing, some think that it can also put undue pressure on students to focus on finding a match before their time at Princeton is up. I sat down with public editor Abigail Rabia to discuss her opinion piece on marriage for women in the Ivy League.
My name is Abigail Rabia, and I'm the public editor at the Prince.
Let's start off by just having you explain what is this position of some of these women on marriage and the Ivy League.
Yeah, I think this is something we've seen frequently since women, you know, women's like sexual liberation has occurred and women have also entered education and a higher education in the workforce. But it's people, I think, and also women trying to understand how women can have it all, have the career, have the education, have the family, and telling us that we can't and that we have to be pragmatic about it and that the things that are actually going to make us the happiest are not our ambitions, and they're in fact finding partnership, finding marriage, finding a family, and so telling us to prioritize that and not get distracted with, you know, the whims of our career-oriented ambitions that are ultimately going to leave us unfulfilled by the time we're 35.
Yeah, and I'm just curious, you know, we have a lot of these op-eds about how it's quite hard for women to sort of achieve their personal and relationship goals and also their career goals. How does your opinion piece sort of give women a way to achieve both, if that's possible?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a really hard question. I don't want to be saying that I've found the solution. Obviously, I'm not married. I don't have children. It's something I'm very nervous about as I think about my future. But the article I'm specifically responding to kind of suggests that, you know, unequal statuses in the workforce and the broader elite society of America exist, and therefore women should just find the way for us to use the system the most to our personal happiness advantage. And I think that's really inappropriate for someone who's had the amount of resources that this author is speaking to, which is Ivy League women, to just say, oh, I'm going to let the systems in power stay, or that I should be letting the systems in power and stay, and instead just find a way for me to take care of myself. And I would rather see a piece that encourages us, both women and men, to fight for, you know, workforce schedules and timelines and career goals that include the opportunity for women to take time to, you know, have children, to get married. So I think if we can start fighting some of those ideas and not just give up on feminism because it hasn't worked totally as much as we wanted, doesn't mean it's never going to.
You can read more of this opinion at dailyprincetonian.com or at the link in our show notes. In local news, yesterday, flood warnings were issued across New Jersey following thunderstorms and heavy rainfall. The National Weather Service said that up to 1 foot of flooding was expected in low-lying areas and warned that, quote, at this level, flooding begins on the most vulnerable roads in coastal and bayside communities. Some partial or full road closures are possible. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Alex Sosnowski said that several days of chill will likely follow the slow-moving nor'easter. The stormy start to April in New Jersey comes after an unseasonably wet March, during which rainfall topped the previous 1994 record. In national news, the Biden administration approved the nation's eighth-largest offshore wind energy project on Tuesday. Clean energy company Avangrid's, quote, New England Wind will be built on the coast of Massachusetts and will produce an estimated output of 1,900 megawatts of electricity. This is more than the coal-fired power plant it is replacing, which was shut down in 2017. 1,900 megawatts is enough electricity to power up to 1 million homes and businesses in southern New England. It brings the U.S. one-third of the way to President Biden's goal of approving 30 gigawatts of offshore wind capacity by 2030. On campus, four Princeton graduate students were selected by the Andlinger Center for Energy and the Environment to study the future of offshore wind in New Jersey, from characterizing winds to understanding the resilience of wind technology to extreme weather events on the Atlantic coast. They will present their findings at the end of this semester. In international news, yesterday, 7 World Central Kitchen workers were killed in an Israeli Defense Force strike in Gaza. The Gaza team was traveling in a deconflicted zone, with cars branded with the organization logo. Those killed were citizens of the US, Canada, the UK, Australia, Poland, and Palestine. Though they were coordinating movements with the IDF, their convoy was hit before leaving the warehouse where they unloaded over 100 tons of humanitarian food aid. The CEO of World Central Kitchen said that the strike is, quote, not only an attack against WCK, but an attack on humanitarian organizations showing up in the most dire of situations. The IDF says it is, quote, carrying out an in-depth examination of the incident. WCK operations in Gaza have been paused. Today, you can expect rain throughout the day and strong winds, with a high of 47 and a low of 40 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by Nivan Thamija and me, sound engineered by Vitus LaRue, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horan, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Maya Mukherjee. Have a fantastic day.